ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखामृतांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि कृष्णानुसृते देवी प्रणमामि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। दैट इज द साइन ऑफ सरेंडर। बाहुतुले बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल बोले चैतन्य महाप्रभु शोड अस टू रेज द हैंड नॉट इन वेन बट फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ सरेंडर यू रेज द हैंड। सो टुडे वी आर एम्बार्किंग ऑन four or five sessions of seminar called Sharanagati. Sharanagati is the subject matter of Hari Bhakti Vilas, where Sanatan Goswami has been putting Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulasya Varjanam. He describes the perfection in devotional service, so to surrender utterly. But he analyzes that there are six symptoms which are necessary to exhibit in order to both internally and externally situated in the matter of Shara. Yes, soul surrender is the only feature that distinguishes from other group of sadhus, you know, because it is what we call Swarupa Lakshan. You know, Tatastha Lakshan of 26 qualities of devotee. But the one of the most important thing is whether he is soul surrendered to Krishna or not. That distinguishes a devotee from non-devotee. Otherwise, Mayavadis can also generate some tatastha lakshanas or marginal symptoms of a great man. And people will be dissuaded, kind of confused. You know, many times you see the sadhus should be respected. So, alright, it is generally customary to bow down to anybody and everybody. But as far as whom do you follow, is a matter of the highest discrimination. So, the constitutional position of the jiva has to be realized and it has to be, you know, offered. As a surrendered, not a rebellious soul, but a surrendered soul. Soul has rebelled against Krishna and he made a mess. So Krishna gives an opportunity in the human form of life to become surrendered. So what does surrender entail? It is the Swarupa Lakshan or the symptom of his constitutional position, that he is subservient but at the same time unless and until one is not surrendered, what is the meaning of subserviency? So, with this introduction, we should say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the book which contains the Bengali songs, and every one depicts a different section of the sixfold Sharanagati. He published it in 1893, means 3 years before Srila Prabhupada was born. Right? So, you can play Murtada. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayal Jive Dayal Kori. Chaitanya Prabhu Dive Daya Kori. Swapashad Siya Dhamma
Thank you.
Spiritual world, along with his personal associates and divine abode. Incarnating in this temporary material world out of compassion for the fallen souls, in order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of Sharanagati, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. This Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotees. The six ways of surrender through Sharanagati are Dainya means humility, Atma Nivedan is dedication of the self, third is Gruptutra Varana means acceptance of the Lord as one's only maintainer, fourth is consciousness of Avashya Rakshiti Krishna, Krishna will surely protect me, which is Vishwas, and Krishna Palan means protection. Bhakti anukula matra karyera svikar, execution of only those acts favorable to pure devotion, and bhakti pratiguru bhava vajanangar, renunciation of conduct ever to pure devotion. Sri Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by this sixfold practice of surrender. Otherwise, Krishna may choose not to hear us. Bhakti Vinod prostrates himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswami, places a straw between his teeth and clasps their lotus feet with his hands. Weeping and weeping, he tells them, "I am certainly the lowest of men. Oh, please make me the worthiest by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati." So out of these six symptoms, which is the most important symptom that is exhibited by all great acharyas and liberated souls?
Krishna will always protect me?
No.
Surrender?
Yeah. What is madness? This is sixfold aspect of surrender. Atma Nivedan? No.
Dainya.
That's very good. Dainya. This is the exhibition of perfection of our devotional service. If there is no dainya, then everything is useless. This is the topmost valuable gem in Sikshashtakam prayers. You know, other things are coming and they are inevitable to be there. But exhibition of Dhanya. We were born helpless. But during our life sojourn, we acquired so much false identifications and created a false ego, so much false that it is difficult to track. And even the shastras and process of perfection is devotional service that has also to live in the hands of the individual. It's voluntary. You can't force anything. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is exposing us to the sixfold ways of surrender and emphasizes the ultimate aspect is Dainya. So, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, otherwise it is reverse order. In Sanatana Goswami, he said, Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulasya Vajanam Rakshasati Iti Vishvaso Goktrutve Varanam Tatha Atmanikshepa Karpanye Shadvita Shranagati. The sixth division of surrender are the acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service, the rejection of unfavorable things, the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord as one's own guardian or master, and full surrender. The last is humility. Right? So, we go by this order. We go by this order and start the process of Sharanagati. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 12, Prabhupada is telling that there is no essential difference between a fully surrendered soul and a person in the renounced order of life. Sannyasis must be surrendered soul and must cultivate humility at their command. Without them, even Prabhupada's orders will not be carried forward. In the beginning, you see, the devotees who joined is called, they were totally illiterate as far as spiritual life is concerned. But they were the best recipient to carry out the orders of Srila Prabhupada, and everything manifested. Nobody was puffed up in front of Prabhupada. Nobody showed his eruditeship in front of Prabhupada. So, the desired result to establish Krishna consciousness as envisioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the subsequent acharyas in the line, because they were qualified by one fact, even sometimes questions in front of Prabhupada would come, about somebody would try to ask, Prabhupada say, what do you think? You are somebody? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to become nobody. And if we think we are somebody, then the game is over. You can't progress. And Srila Prabhupada said that the spiritual master's business is to smash false ego of his disciples. So, one must behave properly. Vaishnava etiquette is also derived to keep us surrendered. And we transgress Vaishnava behavior to prove our point or opinion, or we group up to convey this. that no, it's okay. But it is merely a complete deficit in cultivating the humility aspect. People started even giving different definitions of humility. And that is not good. So, now we start from the first one. Anukulasya sankalpaha. The acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service. The first is that one should accept everything that is favorable for discharge of devotional service. And one should be determined to accept the process. But most of us, especially those who are in household life, they propose their favorable situation. They have to confront. And because, again, it's a voluntary process. You can't press. Simply, the leader has to show by his surrendered nature to follow. Prabhupada was so surrendered that people followed him. He was surrendered to the order of his spiritual master. He was so surrendered that he never felt separation from the spiritual master. So the order, the Shabda Brahman, is at par with God realization, self realization, and enter into the devotional service after the liberation. Everything was contained in Srila Prabhupada's behavior, the resolve. And he never showed any other way. His godbrothers were very erudite scholars, but they got somewhat puffed up. During the British time, you know, they were speaking high English, because even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was speaking a very tough English. Even Britishers will, you know, shrink. So the idea is that that they carried that legacy. If you read any of Gaudiya Vaishnava literature that they translated, it's not simple to understand. Gaudiya Math printed so many books, but somehow we loved Srila Prabhupada's translation because it was written in the total humility. Where he didn't claim anything that he is translating. He was like Haridas Thakur claiming that I have no qualification, I'm not writing. It's Krishna who is translating everything. So his purpose remained unequivocal. Means uniqueness in the purport that is undeviating in any other literature that he published, which is at par with Srila Vyasadeva put up the content in almost every Purana, every Vedas that is being carried out even in Srimad Bhagavatam, which was the conclusive aspect of writing the literature over and over and over again. But Bhagavatam is the culmination. So we see when Narada Muni's order was carried out by Srila Vyasadeva, he would realize that this is the fulfillment of all purposes of the writing. So, here there is an invitation to make a determined effort to accept the process of Sharanagati. We have been given so many choices how to act. But generally we prefer by our own limited understanding, at the same time our own preference. I like this. So that is a mental level of acceptance of what is favorable to me is, may not be favorable to you, and we start conflict right within. But we don't see whether it is favorable to Guru or Krishna. Krishna is explicitly expressing his desire, which is he wants us to carry out. And people still confuse. I don't know what is Krishna's desire. Who can develop that faith in yat karoshi yat dasnasi yat yoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunte tat kurushu madhava? Who can develop? We hesitate because of our ignorance. No, we think, oh, it is too difficult to conform.
Shuddha bhakta charana renu bhajana anukula. Bhakta seva parama siddhi premalati karano.
Priya sat seva me jivan.
प्रति दिवसे परम सुखे स्वीकार करो
feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. While service to the Vaishnava itself, the supreme perfection, as well as the root of tender creeper of divine love. I observe with great care the holy days commemorating the pastimes of Lord Mother, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. All those places where my Lord Govardhana traveled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. My mind ever longs for the opportunity to hear the music of Mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy. Beholding the deity forms of divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, I feel greatest joy. By honoring the Lord's prasad, I conquer over all three worldly illusions. Guru Vrindavan appears in my home. Whenever I see the worship service of Lord Hari taking place there, when I see the Ganga, that river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Mother. By tasting the green leafy preparation named Sak, a great favorite of Lord Gaurangas, I consider life worthwhile. Whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that is favorable for service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with great joy. So, see the important process that the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. We are habitual to touch the feet of the deities and many of Guru, but what about the rest of the devotees? There is no necessity. But if you become humble, you will not make any distinction there. Alright? And to go beyond, in Vrindavan, the Vaishnava devotees take vows every day, something extraordinary. I'll bow down 208 sadhus every day. I'll sit here and whoever passes, I'll bow down 108 times. I mean, it's an austerity. So there are other vows that they take, which are conducive to devotional service to Krishna. The supreme perfection is to serve the Vaishnavas. That is, come out from the limitedness of, God brothers or the groups of various kinds, and associate freely, but selectively also try to associate with the senior devotees. Observe with great care the holy days commemorating pastimes of Lord Mother. Prabhupada put each and every activities to be conducted in Krishna consciousness movement is so much what we call favorable to devotional service of Krishna, that we may not have to think otherwise. If we had enough brain to discriminate between few things, just like, oh, we celebrate Holi this way, we celebrate Holi that way, you know. No, it's not the celebration, but celebration should be in service to the Lord favorably. Prabhupada puts up so many things how to celebrate. Prabhupada never gave much instruction to celebrate Holi, just like other sampradayas do. We do not celebrate Holi with the Lord. And now, if you come during this Holi festival, they go to Bihariji temple and throw the colors at him. They want to play, and they want to sing, and they want to dance in front of him. But that favor is over. When one gets out of the temple, they become totally Karmis. You know, so what entails in playing the Holi? Do they think that they got right to play? They have reached to that kind of elevation, at par with the gopas and gopis? It's blind imitation. So that is not called celebration of the festival. What is conducive to the service of the Lord? Prabhupada never gave us instruction to play Holi with our deities. And now nobody can bring in colors. Security will check everything. You know, they're not allowed, but still, few can, you know, enter with some kind of, you know, tricks or whatever. But they can be caught there inside too. No colors are allowed. It's not that it's messy and devotees, I mean, or the workers, they end up in cleaning. No. It is, deities are supposed to be observed in utmost awe and reverence. First come awe and reverence. Where is that exhibition? As far as the temples are concerned, awe and reverence is most important, not bhava. Because we have followers of Rupa Goswami, who taught us Vaidhi Bhakti, and we have to go stepwise, you know, increments. So you check out all the items in this particular song Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes. It's all conducive to devotional service, which will be attracting the attention of Lord Krishna. So, on one side, a person should cultivate Krishna consciousness, and on the other, he should try to give up all bad habits. Both sides must be there if he wants to advance. It means one has to be thoughtfully or carefully eradicated, which is negative. So it is a simultaneous process. For example, when a person is diseased, the doctor prescribes some medicine, and at the same time he instructs the patient in what to eat and what not to eat. That is the proper way of treatment. So, in Krishna consciousness, yam and niyam are automatically taken care by putting our attention to the favorable aspect of Lord Shri Krishna and removing unwanted things in our life. You know? So we accept the life of all favorable doings. And we need to cultivate that kind of faith, a firm faith. That will be the third step we will be discussing. So, right now, what is favorable is emphasized in this particular chapter. Now, this is another aspect. Kunti Devi is praying so hard and ardently, which the devotees as such will not express. But she was so advanced and surrendered to Lord Krishna. Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madhupate sukrat ratim adagvatata adha gange vaugham udanvati. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn upon you without being diverted to anyone else. She has ardent desire to have only consciousness centered around him, so her attention does not go to anyone else. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is practical. We should perform devotional service targeting the attention of the Lord. You know, if we do not keep the attention of the Lord, we become mechanical. And we do not even respect that this is the place of worship with utmost awe and reverence. Pujaris fight on the altar or behind the altar. So many political issues generate from kitchen of the Lord. You better believe. Yeah? But to speak of worshipping the Supreme Lord with awe and reverence, the person, they are doing this over and over again. And one has to preserve the sanctity, and it is far-fetched idea, even for the pujaris, when it comes to their own favor. To cut off the ties of all other affection does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. That is not possible. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. Affection has to be placed in right context with others as a duty, but without attachment. That is the key for success in household life. Queen Kunti had so much chastity as well as the perfection in her execution of her services. She suffered a lot. And Bhishma Pitama is recognizing before he leaves the body, he's telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, your mother has suffered such great, great calamities on her. But she lived for the sake of Lord Krishna. She had all her attention. She belonged to the diversity of her paternal side as well as maternal side. She was aunt of Lord Krishna, who happened to be from the Vrishni side. And the Pandavas, when they got married, she got married and she was attached to that family too. And she is desiring to cut that familial side or affection. You know. And just to put up unhindered attention to Lord Krishna. You know. Those who are in material relationships, they hardly can think about this. And despite of so much tribulations she had to go through, starting from the birth of Karna, all the way till the Kurukshetra war was over in their favor. But still she doesn't consider that favor, now that they received of Krishna, to be an important, keystone or mark of their righteousness. No. She said, forget this righteousness. Let's see what she said. What one should actually want is explained by Kunti Devi. She says, let my family relationship cease, but let my relationship with you be confirmed. In other words, she does not want to be attached to anything but Krishna. This is perfection and this is actually wanted. And Srila Prabhupada's purpose, you will find this is wanted. The word Ananya Vishaya means Ananya Bhakti. Undeviating devotional service. We must simply be attached to Krishna 24 hours a day without deviation. All our regimen, if we live in the temple, if they have to be followed right from the early wake up, waking up the deities, to sleeping and make them sleep. All that constitute an attention of 24 hours. The remaining 6 hours of, say, marginal sleep will go into an overpowering impression of the day's attachment to Lord Krishna. A person can never think, you know, otherwise, even in his sleep. In this way, our renunciation can be perfect. If we think we can be attached to Krishna and material things at the same time, we are mistaken. Can you ride two horses if they go in opposition or opposite directions? No. And even it is difficult to ride two horses, even though they are going in the same direction. You have to choose one or other. We cannot ignite a fire and at the same time pour water on it. If we do, the fire will not act. We must cultivate Krishna consciousness favorably. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. This means thinking of how Krishna will be satisfied. We must always think of Krishna, just like the gopis. Krishna consciousness of the gopis was perfect because they had no desire other than to try to please Krishna. That is perfection. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Ramya Kajitupasana Vrijavadur Vargirija Akrupita. There is no better process by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead other than the method accepted or adopted by the gopis. We do not need to go into even other forms of the deity which are not being worshipped by the gopis. And that's the prerogative. We should worship, even start from the home. That is very important. This is corroborated from Narada Bhakti Sutra. Number 12, Bhavatu Nishchayat Dradyat Urdhvam Shastra Rakshanam. One must continue to follow scriptural injunction even after one is fixed up in determined certainty that devotional service is the only means for reaching the perfection of life. Even one has reached to the Uttama Adhikari level, still he has to continue the regimen in order to become exemplary for others to follow. Because Uttama Adhikari comes to the Madhyam Adhikari level to become example for others to follow. Srila Prabhupada's attention was 24 hours a day in Krishna's service, and we cannot doubt it, you know, that he even spent a single moment for his own self without Krishna. So, to follow the scriptural injunctions and continue even after one has reached, unless physically, you know, incapacitated, that's a different matter. But as long as the vows and for the exemplary behavior we accepted, that everybody can follow, they should continue. There are scriptural rules and injunctions. They become redundant when one is exactly behaving. So does he have to say about this or explain about it? But as a procedure, they have to follow in such a way that they become exemplary. So they can't neglect. They do not want to neglect unless physically incapacitated. At that time, such an exalted personality would otherwise show us always engaged in the transcendental nature of the Lord by thinking, feeling and willing. Willing does not mean always we have to be physically exemplary. So what it means that as far as possible always follow, even though you have crossed the perfection in following. Example, to be an example is better than precept as such. So, apani acharite sikhayo bhagavad dharma. We have to perform or behave in such a way that people will learn simply by our activity, you know, the necessity to surrender to Lord Krishna. To be elevated to such a point of devotional life, one has to execute the direction of the scriptures. But even after becoming elevated in devotional life, one should not think, oh, I am already elevated to the highest stage, therefore I may violate the scriptural regulations for executing devotional service. That's not a healthy or favorable attitude to serve Krishna. Anyatha patiya sankhaya. Otherwise, there is every possibility of falling down. In Sutra number 14, Loke api tavad eva bhojanadi vyaparaschata ava sharira dharanavadi. For as long as the body lasts, one should engage minimally in social and political activities and in such matter as eating. What is meant by political activities? As far as it is favorable to execute devotional service or favoring to Lord Krishna, then that much political is okay. If it is not favoring, then it should be avoided. But being a politician or imitating somebody also artificially adopts the modes of material nature. It enters. So where one should draw a line? The transcendental trickery is not influenced by the three modes of material nature. But when such things happen, the disaster comes. That followers lose faith in such a leader who is a politician. It is a big risk. So as far as possible, avoid it. Unless and until Krishna consciousness is under a very dangerous situation, then one may be witful. One may be witful. Krishna tells Arjuna in conclusive aspect of 18th chapter, Manmana Bhava Madhvakta Madhyajimam Namaskaru Mame Vaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijani Priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail, I promise you, because you are my very dear friend. Now, who says that this is not the explicit desire of Lord Krishna that devotees cannot understand, that they want to do other way around? Well, it is only for thinking, but I'm restricted. Now the choice should be ours. One should therefore engage his mind in the eternal form, the primal form of Krishna, with conviction in his heart that Krishna is the Supreme. He should engage himself in worship. When such practice is made, one has to offer obeisances to Krishna. One should lower his head before the deity and engage his mind, his body and his activity, everything that will make one fully absorbed in Krishna without deviation. This is the meaning of falling like a staff, Sakshat Dandavat. You are surrendering. This is the sign of surrender. And one should not cut short unless physically handicapped situation is there. So Queen Kunti is not only telling that please cut my ties with both the dynasty, Pandu and Vrishnishu. So, but she will go beyond the aspect of what we call things that are comfortable for one. She is asking for more discomfort, not only that, but the trials and tribulations all over again. So that will be the subject matter we'll see in the next session. So, anybody has any question? All right.
Thank you for your class. I have observed over a few years that in, for example, Radhastami, in different temples, different places, it's more becoming more common that women are encouraged to take up services and even organize sometimes the festival. Is that a good encouragement, or is that bona fide?
Why not? In Krishna consciousness, there is no gender issue. Gender issue is only for the outer world. Because you have to face, some are orthodox, some are traditionals. But Krishna consciousness is meant to spread without any boundaries. Any boundaries. Don't we profess that following this process of Krishna consciousness, we do not have any objection for caste, creed, sex, then what is that confirmation? How do you act? It is, some of these things are natural proclivities in women. They do better because it's more adaptable. So it has been studied and taken as an important fact that they should be engaged in service of Krishna. Is that any doubt about it?
No, absolutely not. It's just somebody might say, we're the soul, why should we consider the body in a festival like, why not Astami and not the other festivals, things like that? Like, why are we, if even men and women are on the same
well, there are intermediary stages that are being understood in the practice with other deities or deity forms, like Lord Narsingadev. The form of the Lord Narsingadev is never to be worshipped by women. And generally, Narsingadev is almost always in the feature of Ugra form. Even Lakshmi Devi could not go and appease the Lord because she was chaste and she would not take it without her confirmation to go and approach him. Everybody was so much, trying to please the Lord. The Lord became more angrier after killing Hiranyakashipu. You know, somebody may say, oh, the Lord might be angry at Brahma because he gave the benediction to, you know, and therefore Brahma could not please him. But what did Shiva do? He also prayed. All of the demigods, Siddha, Charanas, and everybody we consider the higher beings, they you know, glorified Lord Narasimhadeva and requested him to calm down, but no. And Lakshmi was also sent, go and please your husband, tell him to calm down. And she did not dare to go. And the word is written in Bhagavatam, it is called Shankita. She became doubtful. It's good for a chaste woman to remain doubtful and will not approach the Lord. Even though he was her husband. Only Prahlad could do. Does it mean we have to send only little child Prahlad to worship our deity? No. We have to cultivate by such practice which is more conducive to men to go to become more humble, because they are more egoistic than women. Let them worship. Let them crack their ego. So there's not much importance that, of course, they can pray, but to drug the deity and everything, anukul means anukul, yena Krishna anushilanam will be there. We have to see what is, you know, favorable to the Lord, not favorable to everybody. We are supposed to be subservient. Why do we make distinction? But at the same time, if distinctions are there, it is due to their nature. The ladies can utilize their God-given ability. Kirti, Sri Vachana, Rinam, Duti, Kshama. All these are good features. Krishna says, I am them. And they are not in men. So let them utilize, you know, the services, because it is more, they are more endowed with those qualities. What do you think? If Prabhupada had said something, do it. If he says don't do it, then don't do it at all. This is simple. But yet, we were at Prabhupada's rules. And we are in mess. So Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for more complicated people. And more complicated things are there, and a wrong decision, it will make everybody suffer. Anything else? Yes?
Maharaj, you said Srila Prabhupada's books are very simple, easy to understand. But the modern trend is many new writers, they write books, and the newer generations, they say that book is more appealing, and we have to present Krishna consciousness in a way that's more appealing to Westerners. So, for example, you also said that Prabhupada never authorized Kohli. So the modern trend is we have to give what they like and then introduce them to Krishna.
Prabhupada never authorized the throwing of colors in the Holi. You know? Don't play with the Lord. Are we qualified on that platform to play with the Lord? That's a sense gratification. One who is not liberated, how can he enter into that realm of confidential enjoying pastimes of the Lord? It's to cheat others and bring them to the temple and worship. That trickery is all right, and one can do it outside. You're going to throw mud, that they will not accept good. But actually, that's the kind of holy in Daoji people play. It's actually wrestling in the slimy mud. Anything else?
Guruji, you mentioned about the gopis worship only the deities of Krishna.
Huh?
So we should always worship Krishna? Deities? Krishna's.
No, you should worship. That is the system. Let me show them Shivaram Maharaj's very nice presentation. Several years back, GBC had a question that what should be our mentality to think while chanting Hare Krishna Hare Mantra. And according to Nectar of Devotion, what is this? The advertisements are popping up. Can you throw them out? Okay, here we go. Okay, this is a very good question. So please try to understand. Nectar of Devotion. In a worldwide preaching mission, this was the question the chairman is asking. What to do when chanting Hare Krishna? Should we just hear or can we think of Krishna's pastimes? This question is included in the greater questions. That means, how are different levels of Krishna consciousness accommodated in ISKCON? Another is, how are different types of devotional services, spontaneous or regulated, accommodated in ISKCON? Right. If we see in the answer of Rupa Goswami's Vaidhi Bhakti Adav Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti Shya Tato Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhava and Prema, this is supposed to happen Pradur Bhavit Krama. It is a stage wise development. So from Shraddha to Prema, there are steps and they must be conquered. Okay. It is firmly declared that the steady adherence of transcendentalists to their respective spiritual positions constitute real piety, and that sin occurs when the transcendentalist neglects his prescribed duty. This is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 20th chapter and 26th verse. Prabhupada has told first deserve and then desire. If you want to worship Radha Krishna, first deserve and then desire. As far as possible, don't bring them in, because you may not know Radha Krishna. By worshipping Radha Krishna, first of all, you are taking for granted that this is Radha Krishna. But you are bereft of the knowledge of the transcendental absoluteness, which should come first, then the deity form. So, what is the factor in our devotional service that brings the form? The holy name. First comes nama, and then comes form. The nama generates form. Right? The same nama, while worshipping the form, can generate further advancement, which is called cultivation of divine qualities. They will be revealed. So when you worship with the Naam, which is divine itself, the form which is divine itself, you, the worshipper, also becomes divine with divine qualities, and it will be perfected by your behavior that is required. Then you will be able to enter into Leela aspect. So it's a manifestation from the holy name. What is in a name? Well, in spirituality, the name and the possessor of name are on the same level of, they are all manifested. But we need to cultivate the eyes of divinity, and divine process is deity worship is there. Let's see. What are the qualifications that determine the advancement? There are degrees of faith, knowledge, love, attachment, and greed. One must be cultivating all these aspects by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books have been so successful to create faith, knowledge, love, attachment, and even hankering for devotional service. So there is always, an advancement included. Conclusion number one. We accept that devotees at different stages of advancement engage in different kinds of cultivation. A newcomer is told to start chanting and read Prabhupada's books. Eat prasada. Change your habits. Like that. Whatever their level of advancement, the devotees must externally conduct themselves as regulated Madhyam Bhaktas. When they are duly initiated, then they should not remain neophyte. They are advancing to Madhyam Adhikari level. They are regulated, means they have to follow all their promises. Devotees conduct themselves as follows. The advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving service should follow the activities of a particular associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. That is, the bhajan kriya means after chanting pure holy name, one gets an higher taste. And then he has to enter into bhajana pranali. Because this is a matter of cultivating love of God. So, the advanced devotee, they should follow in the particular associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, he should execute service externally as a regulative devotee as well as internally from his self-realized position. That he has to act as an associate under the leadership of those who are expert in serving Krishna. They may be direct Ashtagopis or they are called Yutheshwaris. But our position is Ashtottara Shata situation, is there are 108 gopis there. But at the same time, the gopis have so many assistants. So those who have been, advanced, they have to stand in queue. And the queue is long. He should execute service externally as a regulated devotee because he has to be giving example for others. Don't become Babaji. Just stay and become example to others. But internally, that is not to be exposed, that from his self-realized position, he can, think. He can worship and engage in the devotional service of intimacy according to the direction of this Yutheshwaris. Even at that level, Haridas Thakur says that the spiritual master has to do trial and error with his disciple who is advancing in order to see where he fits. To expose one's swarupa, that will be revealed only after pure chanting, is not an automatic thing that will put you in your desired position. No. I said there's a big queue, but you have to be recruited in that particular group, and a spiritual master can guide at that time with trial and errors. You may be fitting here, you may be fitting there. Where do you fit? But nonetheless, it is making the narrow or what we call filtered position from generalization. It's becoming specialized. Right? Thus he should perform devotional service both externally and internally. Externally, he will become example for others to follow. But he should never expose his internal sadhana to others. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22nd, chapter 158th verse. Okay. So, how do you expand this? Do you know? It's okay. I will try to go on the back side. No, that is also the same thing. The slide is like that. Okay. So, in the transcendental realm of Raja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna, and should follow in the footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and the stage of sadhya, God realization, When one is the Siddha Purna or a spiritually perfect soul, you know, then this is confirmed. You know, this is in Nectar of Instruction, 8th sloka is there. The transcendental realm where Radha Krishna resides, you know, is not accessible to anybody and everybody in the immature state. So you can't cut short. The perfection has to be achieved. So one should place oneself under the direct guidance of particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, means spiritual practice, is also that you are supposed to follow somebody, an ideal that will always inspire you to make advancement by his internal makeup as well as external behavior, you know. So this is the stage of bondage, or we are not liberated yet. We have to follow the same thing. So in the stage of sadhyam is God realization, this is also the same applicable, that you must follow in the footsteps of those senior devotees who have advanced. Okay? So if you actually hear about Krishna's pastime with Radharani, this is very, very strong statement of Srila Prabhupada. Then Radha Roga Kama Panoti, it should be the eternal sickness which is buried in our heart. It's called Radha Roga Kama. Kama means vasana or sex desire. It's not uprooted. Then our heart is called disease, lusty desires. It should vanish. This is the result. And Prabhupada said, I have repeatedly said, so if you become more lusty by seeing the pastimes of Krishna and Radharani or hearing, that means you are not fit. Stop it. Stop it. Don't be foolish. Heavy duty statement. But Prabhupada was on target. He is saving us from unnecessary putting us into bhava, artificial bhava of playing holy with Bihariji. The qualification what to think while chanting thus will put us into, as far as the fourth step of anartha nivritti is there, simply hear the transcendental sound vibration. When nishtha is reached, then you can think of the form of the Lord. When ruchi, the taste, is there, then qualities you have to think, then asakti can take you to the pastimes, and the bhava stage will allow you to enter in the rasa, reciprocation of transcendental mellows. So this is the strong lesson we have to take, you know. So second, that we accept that qualified devotees may engage in cultivation of different kinds of devotional service. So first we have to deserve, become qualified. Spontaneous devotees must conduct themselves as regulated Madhyam Bhaktas and cultivate spontaneous devotional service internally and privately. So, this is the guideline we have to follow. You want to worship Radha Krishna? Not now.
No, I just...
Eh?
My wife just bought a brother, Jagannath Baldev's brother.
Yeah, but be careful. You know, our mindset should be there. You can't fight in front of Radha Krishna. Settle with a conviction and then you will progress. We have heavy duty obligation. By tradition or by familiarity, we want to, you know, do the things, but when we are contemptuous, the contempt will also go on the worship. It means it's not pure, it's offensive. And we have to protect ourselves. Any other question? We are fortunate to have the minister of deity worship here. Jai minister. How are you? Comment?
There's an interesting letter where Prabhupada talks about the worship of Radha Krishna. The pinnacle of worship, there can be no discrepancy. He said, I'm not the least one, but in time there can be some discrepancy. Radha Krishna, no discrepancy.
We have to get trained up.
Kunti, a desire is to severe ties from both sides of the family. And then you also have the instructions in the Bhagavatam to Maharaj Yudhishthira about household life. So how do you reconcile those two?
There is no reconciliation. The husband has to always remain detached while performing expertly all the nitty-gritty things to keep the household intact. If he progresses by becoming detached, detachment doesn't mean giving up rejection of the family members. But you have to cultivate that detachment internally. Externally, you become the obedient servant carrying out their orders and supply them. Yes, sir. What do you want? How can I serve you? That is what is wanted. That is the first and foremost instruction in ideal household, 7th canto, 14th chapter. Alright? Keep this attitude and you will be liberated, and you will liberate others whom you are so called attached. That is the idealism. Detachment is not rejection, but utilizing them in Krishna's service. While you become detached, because you are the head of the household, you know, and you should not get entangled. But most of the householders, they are entangled because they are not taught the idealism of household life. Generally they think it is artha kam, economic development and sense gratification. And both are entangling. The how that is coming out from them. These activities, artha kam, should cease after the age of 50. And that also does not cease. It does not cease after one becomes invalid and infirm. Because the attachment is so deep down that he still can't give up the subtleties in his heart, which is like tight knot of misconceptions, and so many anarthas are harbored even at the time of death. Right? So naturally, this person is rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Perpetually. Human life is meant to follow these instructions of Lord Krishna so they can become detached. Spruha means attachment. And Krishna says, I don't have any spruha. Even if I do any activity, I do without detachment. You know, if you want to do these activities for pleasure of Lord Krishna, and it's not the pleasure of anybody else, you know, you become very neutral, you know. Try to do as a service to Krishna and you'll be saved. Don't anticipate and get the result making you entangled. Rather utilize all the results in service of Krishna. That means take whatever necessary to maintain your household in Krishna consciousness. If anybody and everybody is averse to Krishna consciousness, it is a very unfavorable place. So, just like that, Chanakya Pandit said, Yasya grihe mata nasti, bharyacha apriyavadini, aranyatena gantavyam yatharanam tathagraham. In your house, if there is no mother, or even a wife who is quarrelsome and always speak something bad about, then you better go to the jungle, because there is no difference between the jungle and your house. In jungle, there is nobody who is going to come to speak. You know, you have to depend on Krishna's protection. You know? But in the house, you won't get Krishna's protection. Our ego is not smashed. You know? So we think we have to protect ourselves. Can't surrender to Krishna. So, thank you very much. We'll see you in the evening again. Hare Krishna.